It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. My name is Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me for the program today. We're going to be talking today about a very important subject. I'm going to talk to you today about the purpose behind the pain. Are you going through some pain today? Perhaps God brought us together for this very reason, so I could share with you and you can discover the purpose behind your pain. Most people are not a big fan of pain. We avoid it at every opportunity. We complain when it happens, and then we pray for God to take it away. Sometimes we even question God as to why He would allow us to go through what we're facing. Last year was the most difficult year of my life, and I really learned a few things about pain. I woke up one day and found out I just couldn't walk. And in the middle of all that experience that lasted for almost a year, I discovered a few things about pain that I want to share with you today. The first thing I want to share with you is a statement by C.S. Lewis. He said this. I thought this was so powerful. He said, God whispers to us in our pleasures. He speaks to our conscience, but He shouts in our pain. It is His megaphone to rouse a deaf world. You see, sometimes God is speaking to us through our pain. Now, I understand that preaching a sermon on pain is kind of like navigating a theological minefield, because there are a variety of people listening today that have a different religious background or the church you were raised in, and some people believe that as Christians we should never face pain or troubles. But that just doesn't line up with the Bible, my friend. Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. You see, that's my first point today, is pain is inevitable. It happens, but misery is optional. In other words, you can't choose your pain, but you can choose your response. See, no one enjoys pain, or at least most people don't, but you don't have to let it bring you down. That is Satan's real objective with pain. He wants to destroy your faith. In 1 John, John tells us that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. So I believe sickness and disease is not something God goes around putting on us. It's an attack from the devil, but it still happens. And there are times, for whatever reason, God allows this pain to come into our life, and I believe it always comes with a purpose. There's a statement you'll hear me say many times that really is a philosophy for living for me, and it's this: nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through the hands of a sovereign God. And if it gets this far, it's come with a great purpose, and God will see me through. You see, friends, sometimes pain is physical. Other times it's emotional pain. Sometimes it's mental pain. You're in anguish over something that's going on in your life. Sometimes it's pain in your relationships. But listen, the important thing for us to know is as we navigate this pain, we need to know that God is the only answer, to turn to Him, and He will give you strength and help you get through the pain. So pain is inevitable, but misery is optional. In the middle of your pain, look for signs of what God is doing. Last year was the most painful year of my life, as I went through almost 12 months without being able to walk. And then I had been walking for 2 weeks, and I go to open the door at a rest area, and the wind catches the door, knocks me backwards, and I fell to the concrete, breaking my hip and starting all over again with a walker. But God got me through it. I remember those first few moments as I sat in a car for a 3-hour drive back home to get to the emergency room, where I would spend hours before they would diagnose and do the x-rays and tell me I had broken my hip. I remember that time riding in the car when all of a sudden I felt hopeless. I felt so discouraged because I had worked so hard to get back to walking. Doctors had told me, we don't know if you'll walk again. We don't know what's really causing this. Something has happened with your muscles and your legs. But I couldn't receive that, and I kept working out, going to the gym, working in the water, in the pool, walking until finally I was walking, and then bam,
I got hit by the enemy, knocking me backwards, having me start all over again. But nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through God's sovereign hands. So if it gets this far, it's come with a purpose, and God will see me through it. Listen, friend, there is a purpose to our pain. Oftentimes when we're hit with pain, we ask God why. But pain is like the warning light that comes on in your car telling you something's wrong. And if you ignore that light, it doesn't make the problem go away. That pain that comes into our life, God wants us to stop and pay attention, to look for the purpose behind the pain, and then pray for God to give you the answer and to give you the strength to get through it. You know, Shakespeare once said, "Nobody can be a philosopher without a toothache. It demands your attention." Did you ever notice how most people don't call the dentist until they're in pain? Pain is certainly a catalyst to move you. And the Bible is full of examples of people that face pain. I was thinking about Joseph today. Joseph found the purpose in his pain. In Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20, he said this. He said, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result to preserve many people alive." You see, friend, at the age of 17, Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery to some slave traders heading to Egypt, and they made their father believe he was killed by a wild animal because of their great jealousy. This happened in spite of God giving Joseph a vision that he would one day be a powerful leader. I'm sure he must have thought at times, "Wow, I'm really going places." Joseph was actually 40 years old before he saw his dream fulfilled. And there was a lot of pain in between. 1 year after becoming the master of Potiphar's house, his master's wife falsely accused him of rape. And then he's forgotten by the butler and the baker. But you know the story. Finally, God had a perfect timing for Joseph to turn his pain into purpose, and God exalted him. Pharaoh named him Zaphnath-Paneah, and that meant Savior of the World. There were so many examples where Joseph prophetically spoke about Jesus. He was sold by his brothers for silver, just like Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver. He began his ministry at age 30, and that's just like Jesus when he began his public ministry at age 30. He was thrown into a pit, like Jesus. They parted his garment like they did Jesus. And then his vision is fulfilled as God brings his brothers to Egypt to buy grain. And they come to bow down before him. One of my favorite stories in all the Bible, and that's when he uttered those words that I just shared. "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about this present result to preserve many people alive." Today I want to challenge you, friend, to look for the purpose behind the pain. Whatever you're going through, the pain that God allows in your life, it may seem horrible at the time, but remember, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. Pain can empower the child of God, because the Bible said through the Apostle Paul, "When I am weak, then Christ is strong in me." See, what Satan means for our bad, God has a way of turning it around for our good. I think of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 with his famous thorn in the flesh. This is what he said about it. "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." See, friend, I've learned a few things about the pain I've gone through. I've learned my own limitations, that I can only do so much within my power. I've learned that I'm nothing without God. I've learned when I can't do it, He can. And I've learned that when I'm weak, then He is strong in me. See, pain in our life can often be compared to a storm. Are you going through a storm today? Does it seem like the winds are blowing against you and you just haven't seen a rainbow in so long to remind you of the promises of God? I think about Mark chapter 4 when Jesus was in the boat with his disciples, and in verse 38 it said, Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion, and the disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? See, that's the common reaction for us when we go through trials so many times is, God, don't you care? He got up and rebuked the wind, and he said to the waves, Peace be still. And then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. I love how Jesus was sleeping in the stern on a cushion. I wish I could come to the place in my life where whenever the storms are hitting me hard, that I could just be asleep and rest in God's presence, not worrying about what I'm facing. I believe that is the peace of God that He wants us to walk in, where you totally rest in God's provision, and you can rest in the middle of the storm knowing that God's got your back. When the disciples woke him up, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? That's our typical attitude when we're hit with pain. Satan tries to convince us that God's not concerned with what we're going through. But that is a total lie, my friend. Jesus immediately went in superhero mode. He got up and rebuked the wind, and he said to the waves, Quiet, peace, be still.
And the Bible says Jesus calmed the storm. I love that, my friend.
I'm talking today about finding the purpose behind the pain. Are you suffering in your body today? I have good news for you. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, it says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness, and by his wounds you have been healed. I don't believe God wants us to embrace sickness. Just embrace the work God's doing in your life as you're fighting the good fight of faith. Jesus told us we could speak to our mountains and they would be cast into the sea. You know, in James chapter 1 and verse 2 through 4, it says, Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You see, as we question the purpose behind our pain, notice he says here, when you face trials of many kinds, the testing of your faith develops perseverance. What I'm going through today, it's building strength and perseverance that will carry me through tomorrow. The pain I feel today is the strength that will help me tomorrow. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. I want to use my pain to develop my character and perseverance in my life. Sometimes we just need to speak to the devil and say out loud, Satan, you're building a testimony, because God will have the last word with the pain that I'm going through. I want you to know something today, friend. No matter what you're facing, no matter what the storm is that you're going through, God will see you through it. This week on Fresh Oil, we're talking about the purpose behind the pain. God's got a plan for your life. Satan really does all he can do to try to take our eyes off that purpose and destiny that God has in our life. But God will see you through the storm. In John 16 and verse 33, Jesus said this to the disciples. He says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Perhaps today you're going through the trouble that Jesus spoke about. But he said, take heart, have peace. In this world you'll have trouble, but I have overcome the world. I believe it's no accident you tuned into this program today, friend. If you're going through some pain, I want you to know today God sent this message for you to hear, that he has a purpose behind the pain. He's going to see you through it, and he's going to deliver you from the pain you're facing today. God loves you, my friend. He loves you with an everlasting love. Discover the purpose behind the pain.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.